There was a lot of damage done there on the shore path there. Actually, it was broken up in several different sections right along the path, the whole way along the path. And I've been down to see it again there this morning with the council officials, and I want to thank them for being there this morning to meet me early to have a look at it, just to see the full extent of the damage. So what they have decided to do now is that they're actually going to measure the areas that are broken up to see how many metres have actually been smashed altogether. And that would give them an idea and give them a figure just to see how much this is actually going to cost, because it's going to cost quite a considerable amount of money to put it back again to where it was before. So this is what's happening at the moment. So hopefully we can find the funding to get it replaced again as quickly as possible.
It's not the kind of thing you'd want to leave lying for too long, because it's a popular walkway with locals and tourists alike.
Absolutely. I mean, this is you're quite right there, and the council themselves will be very aware of that, and of course I am as well. It's important that we try to get it fixed up as quickly as possible. It's just, you know, it's just these things do happen, and as you said yourself, it is a very popular walk with tourists and with locals alike. I suppose it really all becomes from, it's really a combination of the spring tides and heavy wind causes this. And there are sections of the path there, you know, where the foundation is quite poor. So this is where the damage actually happens. So I had a long chat with the council officials this morning. I was very positive in their response in trying to help me. They know the seriousness of the situation. And they, as well as myself, know how important it is to get the path up and running again as quickly as possible. Well, we have another walk, a shore walk in Greencastle as well, where two places there were damaged as well, so that has to be looked at as well. So, as I said, I was on to them yesterday, and I have to say they were there this morning, just after 9 o'clock this morning, there to meet me on the shore path, and I welcome that, and the urgency that's required to get this path fixed as quickly as possible again. And from my own perspective as a local public representative, I'll do everything I can to try and get it repaired as quickly as possible, and working with Donegal County Council.